Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I'm doing well.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with the number 3. Catherine Computer. Catherine with a C, Computer with a K, is our guest. President of Self Brand. She's the one of the top branding gurus on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Author of a number of books, all the important books on branding. You Are a Brand, Women Who Brand, Breakthrough Branding. Catherine, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great years of wisdom and important perspectives you've given us on branding. It's been fun having you here. We're talking about, I need your website, please.
My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
And you can find your books there and all the other things.
Right.
How you help your customers. So, Catherine, we're talking about overhauling your brand. And one of the things you were pointing out is that some major companies with legacy names, I'm talking legacy names, Kentucky Fried Chicken, for God's sake. Who would have thought they would ever want to go away from that? I mean, it makes me want to go drive in there right now just hearing the name Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
But they did.
You know, they had a problem because, you know, we had an obesity. We still have an obesity epidemic in the United States. And the word fried was a big problem. They were losing a lot of business because of fried. So they changed the name to KFC. But they also did some other research.
But they didn't. But here's the crazy thing. I'm sorry, Kevin. Here's the crazy thing. They didn't stop frying chicken.
Right.
They didn't make it Kentucky poached chicken. They're still frying the stuff.
But they did do some other chicken dishes, like chicken tenders, chicken nuggets.
They're still frying those, Catherine.
They're still, right. But they found that young people, unlike older people who like meat on bones, a lot of young people tend to like tenders and nuggets and sandwiches and things that don't have bones. They expanded their menu, and now they're cooking all around the world.
A lesson. I don't care if you fry my food, just don't tell me it's fried. I'm only being slightly facetious here, Catherine. What do you think?
Right. I think it's true. I mean, one of the other examples is high fructose corn syrup. It became like toxic, those words. Mm-hmm. And companies stopped putting it in their products because no one would buy it. So what did they do? They didn't change what the product is, but they just renamed it as corn syrup or fructose. And if you look at ingredients, you won't see high fructose corn syrup, which mm-hmm. is a bad name, mm-hmm. and it's the same product under, you know, it's kind of a little sneaky, but it's a way of deflecting that bad association that those words had.
And so many others, some of these I didn't even know about. Tell us about some of these others.
Well, you know, one of the easiest ways to tweak your brand is by changing the name, and a lot of companies started out with a bad name. Google's original name was Backrub. So what's the problem with that name? And when they change it to Google, there's a story there because Google means a one with 100 zeros after it. So it's a mathematical term. Mm-hmm. So it really sets up their whole search engine and their smart and their algorithms and all that thing. It really took off. Now, they just did a recent name change to Alphabet as the holding company, the parent company, and mm-hmm. underneath it are different products like Google for search or YouTube for video, et cetera. So they're setting up mm-hmm. all their different brand areas that they've gotten into.
Which, and folks, so, these are bad names. These are ways of thinking about, we're not telling you need to change your name. Just watch what these companies are doing. Try to read about why they're doing it and see if it applies to you. And maybe it'll just give you an idea.
Right. Because, you know, some of these bad names like Backrub, it leads people in the wrong direction. They have no idea what the product's about.
Right.
Best Buy's original name was Sound of Music. When they had a small number of stores, And of course, you know, the music business imploded and electronics got big and they had a name Sound of Music, you know. So
I just think small businesses must have Nike and Google could spend billions of dollars on developing that brand. You and I can't, Catherine. Right. Your brand is beautiful, self-brand. It's pretty. It's as intuitive as it gets. I got a friend who helps people write books. You know what his website is? WritingABookWithWally.com. I mean, my God, doesn't get any more intuitive than that. Don't you think small business owners shouldn't be cute, but they should be intuitive?
Well, I think so, and that's really key because there's so many things that were cute that don't work out, like Sound of Music for Best Buy, Backrub for Google. You know, Amazon's original name was Cadobra. And if you can't, if you have difficult pronouncing a name, you got a big problem. And one of the lawyers at Cadobra in the early days pronounced it as Cadaver. And then Jeff Bezos realized, hey, I got a bad name
here. You got a problem here.
And they switched, yeah, they changed the name to Amazon. So if people have trouble spelling or saying your name, you got a problem. You know, or leads them to a bad connotation like Cadaver. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a simple tweak. You know, Apple Computer changed to Apple Inc. because they were in a lot of other businesses beyond computers.
Just like shorten it up and take some time. And if you need help, find somebody who knows how to help you make those adjustments. And you happen to be listening to one right now, Catherine Computer, selfbrand.com, Catherine with a C, Computer with a K. Hey, Catherine, good job today, as always. Will you come back soon?
I'll come back soon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Good job today. Catherine Caputa, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, selfbrand.com. If you need help with that, she can do it. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.